8 Signs Your Ex Just Wants to Sleep With You by Max Jenker. Note: regardless of how you feel about sleeping with your ex, be grateful. It's a much better response than, say, if they were trying to befriend you, or if they rejected or blocked you. It means you have a better chance at getting them back than most people. Just don't mistake your ex's desire for sex as a desire to want to get back together. It sure as shit helps, but the two aren't always intertwined. One can show up in a person devoid of the other, but more on that later. Are you having mixed feelings about your ex and are wondering whether they're genuinely interested in getting back together, or are just looking for a quick one-night stand or a way to keep the sexual part of your relationship alive? If you're experiencing this dilemma, you're not alone. Lots of exes reconnect for various reasons, and sometimes it can be hard to differentiate between genuine interest and lust. That's why I've compiled a list of 8 clear signs that your ex just wants to sleep with you. So if you want to avoid getting caught up in a dead-end situation, keep reading to discover how to recognize these signs. After listing them, I'll also address some common concerns people have around sleeping with their ex, explain why they'd want to sleep with you, as well as when you should give in and when you should back off. Signs your ex just wants to sleep with you. 1. Their reconciliation efforts are inconsistent. If your ex really wants to rekindle things, they will put forth genuine effort into getting you back. They will go above and beyond to make you feel respected, loved, and cherished. But if your ex only wants you for physical intimacy, for your bitchin' hot bod, or is simply looking for distraction, they will not invest the same level of effort. So if your ex's actions constantly and unpredictably ping-pong between these two extremes, it's likely that they don't really care about you, but just want sex. 2. Their interest went from 1 to 10 in a blink of an eye. If your ex wants you back, they'll wear their interest on their sleeve. You'll notice their efforts to connect with you through texts, calls, or even unexpected visits. However, if your ex is solely interested in sexual intimacy, their level of interest will often be inconsistent and sporadic. In fact, they may only show it when they're feeling bored or are in need of a quick fix. And when they show it, this interest will often be devoid of any meaningful buildup. In other words, your ex won't ease into sex by first dating and connecting with you. Instead, they will skip these vital stepping stones, rush things, and try to get straight into bed with you. 3. They prioritize the bedroom. While it's true that chemistry between exes can be alluring, if an ex genuinely wants to reconcile with you, they will prioritize communication, bonding, and spending quality time with you. But if your ex is only interested in sleeping with you, their focus will be primarily on what happens in the bedroom and how to as quickly as possible get you in it. 4. They are usually unavailable when you go out with them. Although they can have a busy schedule, when your ex genuinely wants to reconcile with you, they will go out of their way to make time for you, even if that means rearranging their schedule and making a few small sacrifices. But if an ex is only interested in sleeping with you, they may not always make the effort to meet up with you or even be consistently receptive and available when you try to schedule a date. 5. They don't want other people to know about you. When your ex is trying to get you back, they'll typically tell their friends and family about it, partly to seek advice and feedback, partly to prepare them for the possibility of you two mending things. But if your ex is keeping your meetups or dates a secret, it's likely because they just want to sleep with you. Of course, there are always exceptions. Your ex could just be young and immature and, by extension, a bit embarrassed that they're crawling back to you, or they're still unsure about giving you a second chance. Nothing inherently wrong with either of these things. 6. They only reach out after you post a hot photo online. One telltale sign your ex only wants to sleep with you is if they reach out only when you post provocative photos online. This one is pretty self-explanatory. If they truly missed you and wanted to rekindle things, they would reach out regardless of your social media activity. 7. They only want to meet up late at night. Have you ever thought about the timing of meeting up with an ex you want to rekindle things with? You would probably do it in an afternoon or at least an evening, not like 2 fucking a.m. or something. So if your ex hits you up with, "You're awake?" at such late hours, it's a clear sign they only want to sleep with you. If they actually cared about you as a person, they would have the decency to meet up at a mutually convenient time. 8. They are in a different relationship. If your ex is in a different relationship, it's a big warning sign that they're also probably only interested in sleeping with you, although other options also exist. They may be using you to get back at their current partner by making them jealous. They may be greedy and want two relationships simultaneously. Or they may simply be interested in stringing you along because you keep pampering them with gifts or supporting them financially. While it can be tough to resist the temptation to reconnect with your ex, please don't, if they're in another relationship, have some self-respect. You'll be avoiding lots of unnecessary pain and drama if you just move the fuck on. Is sleeping with your ex normal? It's definitely common, that's for sure. In a recent survey, nearly 44% of 1,000 people admitted to sleeping with an ex. It's also an understandable desire. We all have instances of wanting to sleep with our ex after a breakup. After all, they are constantly on our minds and we're often caught in a dry spell for some time after it. Whether or not wanting to sleep with an ex is normal, however, depends on why we want to sleep with them and why they want to sleep with us. For example, if the reason is that you want to get revenge on each other, or if one of you is trying to lead on the other person or use them as backup until someone better comes around, it's not normal. In fact, at that point, it's immature as fuck. Whereas if the reason is that you're both horny and want to sleep with each other for the simple pleasure of sleeping with each other, or because you miss each other and want to rekindle things, then it is normal. And no, you're not immoral, lewd, or bad people for wanting to sleep with each other in general. The dangers of sleeping with your ex. Sleeping with your ex, especially if you're emotionally inexperienced, haven't had many serious relationships, and haven't dated lots of people, will make you bond with them dangerously fast. Such a bond may then lead to increased expectations and hope around mending your relationship and overestimations around your ex's attraction. And these things can then further lead to acting unattractively. Maybe you start trying to impress your ex more. Maybe you begin spamming their phone or professing your undying love. Or perhaps you show up at their doorstep unannounced because you think you're so close to getting back together when you're not. Eventually, this needy behavior not only sabotages your reconciliation efforts, but also reopens your breakup wounds and prolongs your recovery. So don't think sleeping with your ex is a surefire way of getting them back. There has to be more than sexual feelings on the table for the two of you to mend things. For instance, emotional progression, a dating period, compatibility, and mutual self-improvement. Why does your ex still want to sleep with you? 1. Your ex has no other options. They may be clueless at dating and, after a series of failed attempts, turned to what seemed to be the easiest person to conquer, you. It also helps that you're probably the most familiar one. Familiarity plays a massive role in reattraction. 2. Your ex knows you're available. The more expressive you were about wanting to get back together after your breakup, the likelier it is that you're still available and that's why your ex wants to sleep with you. It's that simple. 3. Your ex got drunk and booty calls you. If this happens, don't take it too seriously. They probably just acted on a whim. Until they booty call you sober, you won't know whether they want to only sleep with you or are looking to sleep with you and rekindle things. 4. Sex is all your ex ever wanted from you. Certain relationships are built on not having a relationship with the other person, but things like their body and sexual skills. Maybe your relationship was of this sort, which may be why your ex still wants to sleep with you. 5. Your ex wants closure. Perhaps your ex isn't at peace with the breakup and wants to sleep with you to get it, Maybe they see sleeping with you as a final goodbye or an opening of something brand new. Both options grant closure. 6. Your ex is feeling insecure. Maybe your ex constantly needed validation and reassurance to feel loved, and now when they're not with you anymore, they're running low on it, so to get another shot, they opt in for sleeping with you. 7. Your ex is a narcissist, and the reason they want to sleep with you may be that they feel empowered and special because of it. In other words, they want you sexually because they equate it with having their ego stroked, which they enjoy greatly. 8. Your ex wants you to be friends with benefits. Some exes are genuinely interested in being friends with benefits, meaning friends who often sleep together with little to no strings attached. According to my data, these tend to be most often men. 9. Your ex wants to feel good again. In other words, they're sleeping with you only so they can suppress or escape the pain of breaking up instead of dealing with it. 10. Your ex doesn't want to let you go. Like the previous reasons your ex wants to sleep with you, maybe they're too attached to cut you out of their life, so they hold on to you until they feel it's safe to disconnect and attach to someone else. 11. Your ex wants to keep the doors open. Perhaps your ex wants to sleep with you because they want to keep you as a plan B until someone else comes along or until they get serious with someone new. Think of yourself as a backup plan. If your ex never finds anyone better, they can always come back to you. 12. Your ex wants you back. The most obvious reason your ex wants to sleep with you is that they're still interested in you, and they see sleeping with you as a way of getting closer. If you conclude that your ex still wants to sleep with you, know that while they might stay sexually attracted to you, they won't always want to continue sleeping / wanting to sleep with you. This usually happens when they meet someone new. Just a heads up so you know what to expect when or if you start sleeping with your ex. What to do when your ex wants to sleep with you? If your ex wants to sleep with you, you must have a long conversation with yourself first. Make sure that you understand the emotional implications of sleeping with your ex. Do you have a mindset where you can have sex with your ex and not become too attached or start acting out of neediness? Most people, for example, start being needy as soon as they sleep with their ex because having sex with them makes their body release hormones, particularly oxytocin, which makes them feel ever so bonded. And when these people start feeling ever so bonded with their ex, they resort to chasing them. Most exes don't like this and start demanding more space. But since the ever so bonded people are so attached, they can't stop chasing. So they eventually get rejected. Now let's talk about the importance of context, since other articles on sleeping with an ex often overlook this vitally important topic. Times when you should sleep with your ex. Context 1. If you and your ex had a healthy breakup, and you still keep in touch or even date each other, and one day things naturally lead to kissing and making out, and your ex is willing to sleep with you, then you should sleep with them. It will make you feel closer and make your ex see you as a potential partner again. That said, don't forget what I mentioned earlier about your mindset. Your attitude and feelings toward your ex shouldn't change outwardly after sleeping with them, or you will risk turning them off and chasing them away again. In other words, after you've had sex with your ex, you shouldn't think, "This is the best thing ever, we're going to get back together." You should instead think, "We had sex, cool, it was great, but it doesn't necessarily mean we'll get back together. Let's just have fun and see where things go." Times when you shouldn't sleep with your ex, aka context number 2. If your ex is lonely and horny and is clearly not trying to get back with you, but simply hits you up to have sex one day out of the blue, basically a booty call, you shouldn't sleep with them. Or at least you should consider not to. It won't help you get them back, and it certainly won't help them respect you more. And as you've seen me write many times if you're a frequent reader of my blog, if there isn't any mutual respect in a relationship, it won't work out. Guaranteed. Bottom line, you don't want to treat yourself as a piece of meat readily available to all. Have standards, have self-respect, have some damn dignity. The importance of honesty when your ex wants to sleep with you. When your ex wants to sleep with you, but you don't know what to do, being honest with yourself is of grave importance and the first thing you should focus on. I've seen too many people get a booty call from their ex and instead of declining, they caved and slept with them, only to wake up more confused and hurt than ever. If being honest with yourself is too difficult, ask friends or family members for help. Explain the situation, make sure they understand it, and listen to their advice. Then conclude whether or not to sleep with your ex based on that advice.